107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got the dynamic duo all dressed in green today on the St. Patrick's Day. Joining us in the studio is Elizabeth Cooper and Martin Ritzma with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Jamie.
Yes, Jamie, happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's a nice beard you're rocking.
Thank
there, Martin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I haven't shaved in a couple of years.
All right. We're in the home stretch with the campaign.
Absolutely. 2 weeks left to go in the campaign, and we are going to announce the final total on March the 31st. So we're excited about that. As I've shared before, it's like Christmas. We're gonna wait to unwrap that big gift on March the 31st. So excited about it. And as you know, all those funds that are coming in 100% stay local, and they address those unignorable issues, whether it's social isolation, domestic violence, mental health, poverty, hunger, and homelessness that we've been brought aware of to a higher degree during COVID, for sure.
And it's been just so nice to see so many posts with United Way Perth Huron and other organizations, workplaces, posting their recent donations. It's been so nice to see that.
Yeah, and you know, every year you think, can we do better? And every year, businesses, individuals rise to the challenge. And it's so amazing, as you say, when people post, you're going, nah, that can't be. And yes, it is.
Yeah, what an amazing community. Again, perthuron.unitedway.ca is the website. And let's talk about the latest Living Wage employer. This is great. More great news.
Absolutely. Living Wage is really calculated regularly using local data. And it's currently in our area is $17.95 per hour. And that's based on a 35-hour work week. And this is something that the United Way really pledges to take on in our community. And our most recent Living Wage employer is Resonance Fashion downtown on Downey Street. Yay to Joe and her staff for investing in the well-being of your employees and the community, really, because, you know, if you're paid better, you're a better person. You can pay your bills, you can put the food on the table, and just be a better person and healthier person. So if you want more information, if you're an employer and you want more information about being a living wage employer, you can get certified. It's really easy, and we will help facilitate that. You can visit our website, perthuron.unitedway.ca, for more information.
And I really like the idea, and we're seeing more and more living wage employers in our area. And again, these numbers are just not pulled out of the air. These are numbers calculated for our area.
That's
Perth
right.
Huron-Perth.
That's right. Yep, for sure. In fact, it just went up. It was $17.50. About a year ago, or less than a year ago, and now it's $17.95. And it's amazing to see them stepping up, especially with the pandemic, when funds aren't as readily available for some people or for some employers. They were closed, for example. But they're taking stock and they're taking pride in their employees and making them healthier and better employees.
Exactly. The living wage employer. Okay, we've got more seminars and more events coming up. What have we got happening later this month?
Yeah, on March 22nd, we have our next new workshop. It's called Keep Educating Yourself. So we call it KEYS. And we put on these free seminars. And of course, now they're online. And our next one is March 22nd. And it's called, it's about the impact of gender and mental health for the workforce. So it's only an hour and a half. It's from 10 a.m. till 11:30. And the goal is to strengthen the Perth Huron nonprofit and charitable sector. You learn more about what's happening in the labor force, and you can discuss some strategies for a community-based response to mental health, certainly important during a pandemic. So it's great. So, yeah. So if you want to register for it, you can go on our website. And also, it's sponsored by Libro Credit Union. We thank them for sponsoring it.
That is awesome. So that's coming up March 22nd, yeah. Online workshop with KEYS, Keep Educating Yourself seminar. I love these seminars. Well, let's get Martin in. Martin, more final thoughts. Although, Martin, with your green hat and your beard, I feel like you should be a riddle or something.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is a pot of gold.
Okay,
so, you know, awesome. There is a pot of gold. And that pot of gold from the coldest night of the year stands at $163,526. absolutely amazing. You know, last year we thought, you know, we'd set a goal at 70 and we reached 104,000. This year our goal was 126,000. And, you know, we are way beyond that goal. And, you know, the piece that I'd like to identify, and Jamie, you mentioned earlier the generosity of our community. We stand 11th in all of Canada. That's 165 communities that did the Coldest Night of the Year event. And that is absolutely amazing, you know, for Stratford to stand at that level at its population. So a huge shout out to all the residents of Stratford. And certainly we witnessed this across Perth Huron at all the events. So a big shout out to all businesses that sponsored and individuals that supported. It was absolutely amazing, mm-hmm. You know, to stand on the stage at Upper Queens and look out at all those yellow toques. And it was just amazing. And knowing that those funds support two key organizations in town, Stratford Perth Shelter Link, which support homeless individuals, youth between the ages of 16 and 24, or youth that are at risk, the ones that we reach out and try to proactively prevent homelessness. And the other is, you know, and it seems like it's been here for a while, but she was doing their amazing work, Choices for Change, and Tanya Hefke and her team, and the outreach people from the Stratford Social Services in supporting the Stratford Connection Center. Two amazing organizations that are going to benefit from those dollars, that pot of gold, as I mentioned earlier, $163,526. And that portal is still open until March the 31st.
Right through to the end of the month. And we should mention the date for next year has already been set to February 25th, 2023. So we look forward to that.
Absolutely.
All right, Martin and Elizabeth, any final thoughts this morning as the campaign is in the home stretch here?
Just a huge thank you. A huge thank you to all those that have given. Once again, on behalf of those that benefit from, whether it's an agency or whether it's an individual, thank you ever so much to all individuals, not only in Stratford and area, but across Perth and Huron County.
PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website. And enjoy the rest of your St. Patrick's Day today.
You bet. Have a great day.